crucial point on Capitol Hill, with the Senate about to debate President Donald Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill Act that the House of Representatives approved May 22nd on a 215 to 214 vote. Democrats claim the bill requires slashing Medicaid spending by more than $800 billion and that millions of recipients will lose their benefits as a result. But the new analysis also provides substantial evidence to support Speaker Mike Johnson's insistence that eliminating waste and fraud in the program and restoring genuine work requirements will not mean reductions in care for anybody who is genuinely eligible for Medicaid. Bernie Bennett reporting.
In a revised estimate, the government says the American economy measured by the gross domestic product shrank 0.2% in the first quarter. Some Chinese nationals studying in the U.S. may want to start packing their bags. Secretary of State Rubio says their backgrounds will be closely scrutinized in a bid to get rid of Chinese spies. On Wall Street, the Dow trading 56 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here. You've heard me say that the more you appreciate what you have, the happier you will be. I also think you need to protect what you have. Did you know that last year, 1 in 10 Americans was targeted for real estate fraud? Imagine waking up one morning to find that all of your hard-earned equity has been stolen. There's a company that I endorse that stops these crimes from happening to you. That company is Equity Protect. And the truth is, if you own your own home, mortgage-free, or you have high equity, you should have Equity Protect. Right now, Equity Protect is offering my listeners a great deal, 30% off your first year. Just go to equityprotect.com/Prager. That's equityprotect.com/Prager. Use the discount code Prager30. Once you have Equity Protect, you don't even need to check. You can trust the team at Equity Protect.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Laurel police have arrested a 16-year-old who was allegedly linked to more than 100 thefts from vehicles. Police say when the team was arrested, he had keys to a stolen vehicle that was used in the crimes, along with keys to 25 other vehicles and several stolen items. Investigators are working to identify the owners of the stolen property and return their belongings. Laurel police worked with partner police agencies in Anne Arundel, Howard, and Prince George's counties. City police have arrested a suspect in a Southwest Baltimore murder. Police say 22-year-old repeat violent offender Tamal Johnson was involved in the Mother's Day killing of 23-year-old Tania Gray on Mountwood Road. Warren apprehension detectives and U.S. Marshals arrested Johnson last week, and he has been charged with first and second degree murder, conspiracy, and firearm offenses. Johnson is being held at central booking without bail. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Get ready for an unforgettable evening at the Oatwire Wine Night, Thursday, June 6th at 6:30 p.m. Sip, swirl, and savor your way through an elegant night of fine wines, delicious hors d'oeuvres, and great company. All at the Hayfields Country Club in Hunt Valley. Tickets are just $125 and include tastings, food, and access to a first-class wine experience, all to support the Oatwire Retreat Center. But don't wait. This exclusive event will sell out fast. Visit OatwireFoundation.org to get your tickets now.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's and Cardinals last night in the rain at Camden Yards. Birds had leads of 3-0 and 4-2, but it unraveled in the fifth. Swing, fly ball, hit well toward right, at the track, at the wall. That baby's gone. Brendan Donovan, you are the father of Mr. Povich. Cardinals take the lead. It's 5-4. Call courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network in St. Louis. Donovan's shot off Kate Povich would be the difference, and the red-hot Red Birds would tack on another for a 6-4 win over Baltimore. Ravens tight end Mark Andrews on the comeback trail at the mic yesterday in Owings Mills, addressing his critical drop in the Buffalo playoff game.
This is my life. I put a lot of work into this, and You know, everything I do is kind of focused on that. Everything I think about is focused on that. And so, you know, it wasn't the way that I'd planned it. And, you know, but that's all part of the story. I've been using it, and I've had an incredible offseason. And I'm excited to just to show what I can continue to do and continue to prove myself and step up in big moments.
And finally, great video on YouTube this morning of Caitlin Clark making herself available and signing hundreds of autographs for young girls last night at the CFG Bank Arena before the game. But once the game started, there was no Caitlin Clark. The league's marquee draw sitting out with a quad injury. The Mystics taking advantage. They beat the Fever 83-79. Coming up in 30 minutes, the emergence of Jackson Holiday. And that is Stein on Sports.
On WhatsApp, your personal messages stay private. So things like those selfies form last weekend stay between you and your bestie. Because on WhatsApp, your personal messages are yours. No one else can see or hear them, not even them. WhatsApp, message privately with everyone.
Listen every Sunday morning from 6:05 to 6:20 a.m. from the internationally known St. Jude Shrine in Baltimore. St. Jude is the patron saint of despair in hopeless cases. Sunday morning from 6:05 to 6:20 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
At 11:07, here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're going to be drying out as we head into your Thursday afternoon. Temps climbing in the mid to upper 70s, even a few lower 80s here and there. Stray isolated thunderstorm possible late tonight. Better chance for more showers and thunderstorms on Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
65 degrees in Bel Air, 66 in Halethorpe, and 65 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thursday. That's right. You're right there. Just one more day till the weekend. And hopefully you've got big plans. Well, not too big of a plan. I think it's supposed to be a little bit rainy. Just a little bit. And then hopefully it'll get a little nicer. At least a little warmer. You know, we deserve that. If you're just joining us, of course, I got to ask you, where the heck have you been? We were talking about juvenile crime. We were talking about the 16-year-old that was arrested in Laurel. Yes, Laurel, Maryland. And in one night, he and a couple friends hit 121 cars. When I say hit, I mean they burglarized him. Yeah, they smashed out their windows. You know, I have been seeing a lot more cars on the road these days with the trash bags like taped to the car where their window should be. And we did hear from an auto mechanic when a lot of this damage by juveniles began a while ago. And if you recall, that auto mechanic said that there were a lot of people on wait lists because they just couldn't get the parts in fast enough. And I would assume with the tariffs and everything else that's going on, I would assume that it's been even worse. And if you've got these kids out here hitting 121 cars within a four-hour span, I can only imagine what that's like. And of course, they're stealing credit cards, keys, you name it. We are also talking about the illegal immigrants and the fact that many of them are involved in criminal activity. I call them criminals outright because crossing our border legally or overstaying your visa, in my view, is a crime. And so, of course, you know, why not have a jet ski out in Texas, driving recklessly and doing whatever you want? Because I guess in their mind, who's going to stop them? We didn't even stop them from coming in this country illegally. Who's going to stop them from recklessly driving a jet ski in their mind? And unfortunately, a beautiful young woman was hit and killed. Luckily, they were able to apprehend these individuals, and that's thanks to we the people, the taxpayers, that are most likely funding that jet skier to even eat, drink, sleep, all the things. And this is what we have. I do want to get into a couple of different stories here. I did mention before the break, Elon Musk has decided that he is definitely out of President Trump's administration. This is what he posted on X. As my scheduled time as a special government employee comes to an end, I would like to thank President Donald Trump for the opportunity to reduce wasteful spending. The DOGE mission will only strengthen over time as it becomes a way of life throughout the government. And so it sounds like Elon Musk, even though he's walking away, and I'm sure he had a huge financial hit being involved with this administration at all, right? I mean, I can't even imagine. I'm sure it's millions, if not billions. And now he's going, you know, back to Tesla. He was talking about SpaceX and everything else on his X feed. But we shall see if all of the waste and fraud and abuse that, you know, Doge found, we'll see how much of it actually ends up impacting some of the money that we have going to, whether it's foreign countries, going to nonprofits that aren't actually doing any work. We'll see what happens. I think right now it's all up to Marjorie Taylor Greene, right? How many people always talk trash about her? Now she might be the one to save us, not just money, but save us in general. Because once you start applying these things, I guarantee you that there'll be people all over the country that will be thankful that we are saving some money. And of course, if you know, President Trump, if he sticks with these tariffs and we are able to bring car manufacturing back and do all those things, look, I think we'll have success by the time the midterm season rolls around. If it doesn't happen, of course, the Democrats will say, well, look, they wanted to get this done, but they didn't do it. They had the House, the Senate, and the White House. They still didn't do it. So that's why we've got to make sure it happens, for sure. I also wanted to update you, Andrew Tate and Tristan Tate. I know I've talked about them before. Two very bad guys. I don't know why we had conservative influencers hosting them on their podcasts and their shows. Alina Habba, she was a special counselor to the president. You most likely saw her. She's gorgeous, by the way. Gorgeous attorney. You most likely saw her in New York as he was dealing with Letitia James there in New York City and Alvin Bragg. And she had an interview with Betty Johnson and Andrew Tate. They were on a split screen situation. Alina Habba, she said, oh, I'm such a big fan of yours, Andrew. I'm so excited that we're on this show together, blase, blase. Within about a week or so, in about a week, President Trump demoted her, and she's now in New Jersey. But she is. You know what? She's holding that congresswoman accountable, MacGyver, who decided that she wanted to just throw her weight around, literally, at ICE agents. And so she's doing good work there. But yeah, she was sent to New Jersey because there were a lot of people very upset with the fact that she told Andrew Tate that she was a huge fan. Candace Owens, Jake Shields. There's a lot of people that are fans of the Tate brothers. Well, just yesterday it was announced that they are now facing charges in the UK of rape, assault, and human trafficking. 21 charges altogether. If you don't know who these guys are, well, first, consider yourself lucky. But secondly, if you do take a look at it, these two guys, they had this what they called a PhD university or something like that. And they were giving out pimping hose degrees. That's what they called it. Yeah. And they had people signing up to this website. And they were teaching guys how to find attractive women and set them up on webcam type online websites. And so they taught the guys to find these women, put them on these websites. And as the money was coming in, because these women were doing, you know, whatever it was in their bedroom, I don't even want to know. But as the money was coming in, the guys would intercept the money, because this was what, you know, you do. If you're one of the Tate brothers, you do what they say. You would intercept the money, and then you would pay that girl out, you know, whatever percentage you agreed upon. And then you would keep track of her, you know, digital footprint, if you will. So if a guy, you know, emailed the girl or sent some kind of message, then those guys would respond as if they're her, you know, taking out, I guess, the kind of the back end stuff for her. I don't know. Well, anyways, it's illegal. Right? It's actually pimping. You can't do that. Well, anyways, these guys, in my view, they're so stupid. They do this whole thing with this online website where these kids, they were signing up to learn how to do it. Yet they had all these videos out there outlining how they were teaching these guys how to do this illegal activity. And then they were talking about how they were involved in the illegal activity. And I'm sure they're going to get them on tax evasion and all this other stuff too. But so they were making millions of dollars. That's how the Tate brothers are so rich. They're making millions of dollars by doing this with these webcam girls. And some of the girls have come forward and accused them of rape and assault and even trafficking. And I think the way that they were doing the webcam videos, that was considered trafficking. The whole thing is a mess. But the fact that we had anybody, with all this video evidence, by the way, they were saying it in their own words on video, that they were taking part in all this. It's crazy to me that we would have anybody within the Republican Party that decided to embrace these guys and have them on as, like, you know, motivational speakers and all stuff. I mean, it's wild. Wild. It was clearly trafficking. Well, anyways, they've been charged in the UK. They have charges in Romania and other countries as well, because I guess they were doing this all over the world. So anyways, I guess we'll keep our eyes on that. But thank goodness President Trump was then told about that interview with Alina Habba and all those other people in his administration that were, like, getting chummy with these guys. And there were a lot of people, even myself, I'm like, you know, writing on X, what the heck is going on? These are some bad dudes right here. This is not who you want to hang out with. This is not, no. Well, anyways, that's where that ended up. Also, we learned yesterday that a Hamas leader was supposedly killed in an airstrike. Let's pray that that is true. I don't have a lot of details written down here on my show plan, but I'm hoping that it's true. And hopefully when we get more information, we could talk about it at that point in time. Also, a Florida family on a fishing trip ended up catching 56 pounds of, did you guess, cocaine? All right, you're right. That's absolutely correct. Yes, there was a family on a fishing trip, and they have three kids. And then this picture that they posted online, which I thought was very brave, two of the kids were holding up these big old, like, what would you call it? I guess it was saran wrapped bags. I don't know what you would call it, but apparently it was of cocaine, and it weighed to be 56 pounds. And there were some people talking online in the comment section. I can't believe these parents did this, to be honest with you, because all three kids had to be under the age of 12. Okay, and they're holding up this cocaine. Anyways, they posted these pictures, and whatever it is that they're in, this cocaine, whatever it's in, it's still sealed, very tightly wrapped, obviously belongs to some kind of, you know, cartel or somebody, right? So they post a picture, and there are people commenting saying, look, I understand that it's funny to you, and obviously you're going to turn it in, but if someone in the cartel really wanted to, they can find out where you live and, you know, do something to you and your kids. I thought the same thing. When I saw the picture, I thought, who made this? Who made this decision to post this picture of these little kids holding up all this, you know, drug kind of stuff? I didn't see where it was deleted, but at this point, it's been posted everywhere. And they didn't blur out the faces of the kids. They have them, you know, right there, center of the picture. And I guess the dad posted it, like, with ha, ha, ha. Very stupid. Very, very stupid. Well, anyways, a lot of people are wondering if they could get Hunter Biden on the phone to figure out how much money it's worth. They're, you know, commending the family for turning in the cocaine. But some people are saying, look, Dad, you could have made a lot of money off of this. I don't know. I don't know what you were thinking. But on a serious note, that is very dangerous. Just so, future advice, if you're out fishing and you pull up, you know, a huge sack of cocaine, I would suggest not putting it in the hands of your children and then posting pictures on social media of them holding it. That's just advice from me. You don't have to take it, but I can't think of many things that are more dangerous than that, okay? I can't. I cannot. All right. Coming up next, we'll get back into the question of the day. Also, when it comes to Maryland and how expensive it is to live here, and this is with, you know, the taxes and fees, obviously the energy cost, where do you think we ranked? Do you think we're, like, in the top 10 most expensive states, the top 20 most expensive states to live, top 3? Where do you think we ranked here in the state of Maryland? Well, coming up next, I'll let you know.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Joining me in studio, Dr. Melissa Seguer from Audiology Associates. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for being with us. Who is contraindicated from over-the-counter hearing aids, and how would you know?
It's a really good question. There's actually a list online that you can find of patients who are contraindicated or qualifications that mean that you're really not best for an over-the-counter device. And a prescription hearing aid, which is what we sell in our offices and dispense, that is a better candidate fit for you because you have more of the medical treatment of that. So one thing we look for is you don't want to have ringing in both ears. Mm-hmm. Ringing in both ears is okay. If you have it in one ear, it's not okay. Also, you can't have any medical significance, so no surgeries, no real problems with diabetes or heart complications, history of stroke. Those are pretty much contraindicated. And then it goes into some other diseases if you've had a surgery of the ear. If your hearing loss is over a mild to moderate category through the speech range, you're contraindicated. There are certain tests we do for speech and noise and struggling, and if you get over a certain score there, it's kind of contraindicated. And then as a consumer, I'm always thinking, well, how would you know? Right? Because you're just like, my dad needs a hearing aid. I'll go buy it on Amazon or buy it on Best Buy. And then the other kicker is that you really want to have a smartphone because that's really what's capable of programming this. And you want to be able to put in your ear properly and have less instruction to do that. So who's contraindicated? If you fit in any of the things I just discussed, I mean, it's really you're contraindicated from an over-the-counter. And the only way to truly know is to come in. So we can remove the wax. We can make sure it's not an infection. We can make sure that the ear is healthy, make sure it's not a significant problem and none of those boxes are checked. And then we can definitely talk about some over-the-counter devices that are appropriate for you and some that are better than others.
Dr. Melissa Segev, Audiology Associates, online, AAIAudiology.com. Call them, 410-944-3100. When silence is not golden, go see Audiology Associates.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, look, many of you live in the state of Maryland. You know how expensive it is to live here. It's just going to get worse. Coming up here on June 1st, you'll probably most likely see an increase in your energy bills, and that is because, well, the Maryland delegation and Governor Wes Moore, well, they voted to make those increases. I'm sure many of them will come out and blame BGE, right? They'll say, this is BGE, it's the commission, that's who's doing it. That's what they do every single time, isn't it? Well, anyways, they're going to end up in a special session because they did nothing to balance the budget, number one, but number two, just the amount of mistakes that they made financially this past session. I mean, this should be studied at this point. I don't know how they were able to accomplish this. And, of course, you had many Republicans in the delegation pointing out the fact that we're in big trouble. And this is, you know, the same thing that we saw last session. You had Republicans saying, hey, guys, if you don't hold juveniles accountable for the crime, we're going to have some serious consequences on we the people. And that is what happened. And so you saw another session where Democrats in the Maryland General Assembly thought they knew best. And again, they did not listen to the Republicans. And I will say this, because I found this out from having a friend on the other side. I will say this. There are many Democrats in Annapolis that do not listen to the news. They do not read the news. They don't even pay attention to it. If anything, if it has to do with the news, they're looking at President Trump, what he's doing on the federal level. They're not looking at what's going on the state level and their ridiculous policies and their ridiculous votes. They will tell you that a lot of what we see in the state as far as affordability is because of President Trump, who's only been there for about 140 days, even though we all know that's not true. They will still say the same thing. They all get the same talking points. But they also have people within the Maryland Democrat Party that will give them, whether it's talking points or whether it's little information on some bills or some things going on around the state, so that they're all on the same page, they have the same agenda with the same narrative, and they're all doing the same thing. They don't think for themselves, they don't do their own research, and they walk lockstep. Same thing with, you saw with the Legislative Black Caucus and the vote for the Reparations Commission. Absolutely ridiculous. Thank goodness Wes Moore vetoed that. Are they going to override it? Most likely. But that's because they all are in lockstep. This is what they do. Well, anyways, because of these great fearless leaders that we have in Annapolis, Maryland continues to be one of the most expensive states to live in. And for the break, I asked you, where do you think we ranked? Think we're in the top 20 most expensive states? Top 10? Where do you think we ranked? Well, I'll tell you, we're in the top 5. Yes. And all 5 states, believe it or not, are blue. Yes. Is that shocking? It's most expensive to live in a blue state. Now, what's interesting is, you know, it's the Democrat Party that pretends to care to save you some money, right? The Republicans are evil. The Republicans are taxing you. The Republicans are crooks. We're corrupt. Yet the blue states are the most expensive to live in. You get very little public safety. You've got more taxation without representation. Some areas you can barely get the trash picked up, right? But that's what happens in a blue state with one-party mob rule. And so it happens not just here, but all across the country. It's most expensive to live in California. I think many of you guys already knew that. I mean, you could just think about their gas prices and you would know that. But we are in the top 5. We're actually number 5. The states that beat us out, New Jersey. We talk about New Jersey often. Had some elected officials from New Jersey on the show. The difference is New Jersey has awakened. And they are now purple. And they will most likely have a Republican governor by next year. Jack Citarelli. They will also flip some of their seats. Like Billy Prempe, who's in the Patterson Park area that only lost by 1 point this last election cycle. Of course, that was a huge turnout. And he's expected to win here in 2026. That's a seat that we're going to flip and that we're going to pick up in the House. We know that Scott Pressler's in New Jersey, registering voters, knocking on doors, doing what he has to do. And even right now, yes, this is the top 5 states, most expensive states to live in. I think New Jersey is going to recover, at least start their recovery process. Also on the list is Massachusetts. Of course, we knew that. I think it came out a couple weeks ago that Boston, very expensive for taxpayers, but a great place to live if you're a legal immigrant. Yes, they're spending billions with the B on illegal immigrants. And for some reason, in Massachusetts, especially in the city of Boston, they're fine with it. They are fine with it. And they continue to rake in taxes from all their constituents to pay for this illegal immigrant madness. So yes, Massachusetts is in the top 5 most expensive states to live in. And then you have Hawaii. Did you know that? Hawaii. Yes, they will tax you to death if they can. Yes. Some people like to visit, and that's it. They don't want to move in. They know how expensive it is. And yes, another blue state. And here we are, Maryland, at number 5. Now, you have Delegate Mark Fisher. You've got State Senator Justin Reedy. Many of them posted about this yesterday. And I agree with Senator Reedy and others who are predicting that we are going to go from probably number 5 most expensive state to either 3 or 4. Not just because New Jersey's going to fall a bit, but with all of the things coming our way as far as taxes and fees, I can say I will predict that we'll be in the top 3 by November. Yes, November of this year. And this is why Governor Wes Moore is in trouble. They don't want to admit it now. They're going to keep running these ads. They're trying to get ahead of it. Oh, I'm saving the middle class all this money. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Yeah, well, that's because those bills haven't hit the mailbox yet. They're about to. It's coming. June 1st, you're going to see an increase in that energy bill. Yet you'll still hear Governor Wes Moore on his social media platforms and in these commercials saying, I saved you money. Please call my office. Tell me how much I saved you. Oh, when they open that bill, what will it be, June 15th about? Oh, surprises. All right, got more for you coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Some Chinese students in the U.S. may soon be shown the door. Secretary of State Rubio says their backgrounds will be closely scrutinized. Any students with ties to the Chinese Communist Party and who are engaged in critical areas of study will have their visas revoked. The U.S. Court of International Trade has ruled against President Trump's tariffs. The White House is appealing the court's finding that Mr. Trump exceeded his authority. The administration says it's not for unelected judges to decide how to properly address a national emergency. Elon Musk is leaving the Trump administration after leading Doge, the effort to combat government waste, fraud, and abuse. On Wall Street, stocks in positive territory this morning. The Dow is up 58 points, the Nasdaq ahead 162. More details at srnnews.com.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at hims.com/joy. And from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit. hims.com/joy.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds are off tonight after a disappointing loss last night, 6-4 to the Cardinals, as St. Louis takes 2 of 3, dropping Baltimore to 17 under on the season. But a bright spot, though, is the play of Jackson Holliday. Only 21 years old, but asserting himself at the plate.
Into right field, and that's a base hit. It plates Mullins, and Holliday will have his second double of the game.
Brett Hollander with the call on Masson. Holliday's two-bagger gave the Birds a 3-0 lead in the third. He's hit in 13 of his last 14 games, batting .313 with 12 runs driven in. Ravens conclude the first round of their OTAs today in Owings Mills. They'll resume on Tuesday the 3rd. Head coach John Harbaugh optimistic about a potential return this season for Ardarius Washington.
Ardarius had the torn Achilles. It was a clean tear, if you want to call it that. So it's one of those ones that heals. It's the more quick healing version. Ardarius tells me he'll be back in November. So, you know, he's always been a quick healer. I'm looking at November, December in my mind.
And finally, 4 Towson University football alumni trying to continue their professional football careers. 2 in the CFL and 2 in the NFL. In the CFL, it's cornerback Robert Javier with Saskatchewan, and Thibaut Dubaye has returned to the BC Lions. In the NFL, Carter Runyon, the tight end with the Raiders, and Nkabanu Fortebo, a pass rusher with the Ravens. Coming up in 30 minutes, Ravens head coach John Harbaugh explaining the football decision. And that is Stein on Sports.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We'll be a little bit drier on your Thursday afternoon. High temps in the upper 70s and even some lower 80s. Watch for a stray isolated thunderstorm on Thursday night. More rain on the way and more storms on Friday, especially Friday afternoon into Friday evening. Could see some possible flooding, so make sure to stay weather aware. Finally, drier and warmer by the middle of next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If you love Wendy's classic chocolate and vanilla Frosty flavors, they have some big news for you. They're announcing all new Frosty Swirl and Frosty Fusion flavors. So it's the same creamy treat you've always loved, now with a flavor refresh. A refresh on a classic? Gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
On WhatsApp, your personal messages stay private. So things like those selfies from last weekend stay between you and your bestie. Because on WhatsApp, your personal messages are yours. No one else can see or hear them. Not even them. WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone.
Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves with Active Liver from New Nordic. Find in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or Amazon, or newnordicusa.com.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The news and sports you want. Timely and accurate traffic and weather. and the informed opinions you trust. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, all right, all right. Good morning to all of you. Happy Thursday. I was just reading some of the headlines as, of course, we sit here. News breaks. And I just want to tell you that Senator Mike Lee is saying that there is zero chance President Trump's big, beautiful bill can pass the Senate. I know we were talking about this a little bit yesterday. So it looks like we'll be talking about it tomorrow, just so you know. We were discussing whether or not that bill was going to get through the Senate. Senator Rick Scott has already said he's a no vote. I don't know if they have the votes. I don't. But if that's what Senator Mike Lee is saying, I can only imagine there's a few more that will say just the same. And also consider this. Some of the House Republicans that are getting the backlash in some of these districts, like I said, that are in purple, some of these senators that are also in purple districts, they're watching that happen. And if they're getting backlash from Republicans, especially, you're going to see more, I'm sure, no votes from senators because they don't want to be in that situation. They don't. And we need to hold on to the Senate, so they don't want to lose their seats. So this big, beautiful bill might be dead here soon. We shall see. We shall see. All right. Just want to go into this interview here from Fox 45 with Ed Hale. And this goes with the question of the day. If you didn't already take part, please do. Go to WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Very simple question, because this is what the chatter is kind of about on social media. I would say specifically on Facebook. The question is, would you consider switching parties if you're not a Democrat to vote for Ed Hale in the primary? Right now, 65% of you say yes, 28% of you say no, 8% of you say that you are unsure. I did, just so you know where I stand, I did send over yes, okay? Governor Wes Moore is a disaster. Now, even if you believe, okay, say he runs here in 2026, he wins. Say you think, and this will most likely happen, that he's going to go for the Oval Office in 2028. I will say, if he runs for the Oval Office, if you think he's not paying attention to what's going on here now, just think about what that's going to look like when he's really focused on the Oval Office. I will also say, a lot of times, not always, but a lot of times, you will see some of these progressives or wannabe progressives like Wes Moore. They'll start talking more and more about progressive policies and hoping to push them through and say, you know, the first session there of 2026, so that he can then go on the national level. He can sit at a desk at MSNBC and say, well, look what I did. I did this in Maryland, and it's super progressive, and nobody's ever done it before. And that's because it's stupid, right? I don't know why progressives say that. But that's why no one's ever done it, because it's dumb. Well, anyways, he can go and then say that and at the same time push for something here in Maryland that will continue to make our lives a living hell, right? So it's only going to get worse if he wins re-election is what I'm saying. Also, like I said just a minute ago, Ed Hale is talking about it too. Take a listen.
The slew of new taxes and fees is also prompting local leaders to speak out.
Fox 45's Rebecca Pryor continues our coverage and shares new bipartisan calls to make Maryland a more business-friendly state.
And today we sat down with Governor Wes Moore's new Democratic challenger, who says this isn't a red or blue issue. It's about getting Maryland's economy back in the green.
Welcome to the Tax Revolt Rally.
While Republicans have long voiced concerns over Maryland's business climate and competitiveness.
Please stop stealing all of your money. It's your money.
Money is fungible. It can move.
One lifelong Democrat is now joining the calls for change.
It gets to be a little depressing to think about how bad it really is here.
Baltimore Blast owner, retired banker, and self-made businessman Ed Hale says the climbing cost of living almost pushed him out of state.
I literally was going to move to New Hampshire because of the taxes here and the fees.
Frustrations now fueling his bid for governor.
And then I asked, can we not do better? And somebody said, why don't you do it?
Included in a newly passed $1.6 billion tax and fee package, rising income tax and a capital gains surcharge for top earners increased car registrations, emissions testing, and tire fees, as well as a 3% levy on data and IT services, expected to raise $500 million in new revenue. Maryland's Chamber of Commerce, among those labeling the tech tax a direct hit on innovation.
The business community is looking at Maryland as a place that they want to come and grow and thrive.
While Westmore defends his fiscal strategy, claiming in 2 years he's created nearly 100,000 jobs, more than the last 8 years combined. Critics argue when it comes to big business, relocations are rising.
We have Governor Westmore trying to tell people he lowered taxes. No one believes that. Businesses are smarter than that.
This is not a business-friendly state. People are leaving. And there's so many examples of that. The Washington Commanders are leaving. They're going to go to D.C. The FBI is not going to come here. He's been poking at the president. And, you've got Six Flags is closing up after decades of being here. So those are on the surface. What's happening down mid-range and then lower range? No businesses are being created here.
All right. That was just a piece of that. If you want to look at the entire interview, you can. It's by Rebecca Pryor, did the report on Fox 45. And who you were listening to there was, in fact, the Blast owner, Ed Hale. And I did ask, of course, what you would consider doing in the primary. Would you consider being a Democrat to vote for Ed Hale or whoever else gets in the primary? I mean, I received some text messages yesterday. There are still some people hoping that Peter Franchot runs again. Perhaps he will be on the ballot there in the primary. I don't know. We still have John Myrick, who's the gubernatorial candidate for the GOP so far. And, of course, I would suspect that every Republican will vote for John. But if you can switch parties and switch back, not a bad idea. And as Marty pointed out in the text line, that is how Scott Schellenberger won again in Baltimore County as a state's attorney. Robbie Leonard, if you just look him up, talk about a nightmare waiting to happen. He wanted to do the same exact things that Vincent Schiraldi wanted to do, and he was going to be the state's attorney. Now, we do have state's attorneys across this entire state with common sense. Luckily, we don't have the progressives in, right? Well, luckily, Baltimore City no longer has Marilyn Mosby in that spot. But the last thing you want to see is a progressive, again, pushing some of these policies that are costing us our lives, costing us money. I got a text here from Esther. Esther says, I want to add that needing to replace your car windows once a month might add to the expense of living here. Yes, Esther, I agree with you. Now, West Virginia lawmakers, not sure if you heard this, but they're attempting to lure Maryland tech companies to West Virginia. They are writing letters saying that they are open for business to different tech companies. And so because of this great delegation, the Democrats in Annapolis and Governor Westmore, they're adding these tech fees and taxes, 3% data services, right? I also saw where Governor Westmore was talking about health computing. Apparently, he's talking about, some companies coming in and being very innovative, tech companies in the health industry. Again, many Republicans pointing out they're not coming. They're not coming. And why would they come? And, it's so wild to me. He says, we're going to be innovative. We're going to have all this technology. We're going to have the hub here. We're going to have this. We're going to have, all these sciences, computing sciences. No, you are not. I was thinking just last night, and I don't know if you guys feel the same way, because I keep asking myself the same questions, and of course it's driving me insane. But I then asked myself another question. What if what Governor Westmore is doing, what if it's all just on purpose? What if all of the things that he's doing, like Vincent Schiraldi run wild, right? Maybe this is all on purpose. Pushing businesses out of Maryland. I know it'd be crazy to think that. But when I keep asking the other question is, oh my God, why is he doing this? He can't be that stupid, right? That's what I keep asking myself. Even the scripts that he reads, right? I mean, he's got to put them together, at some point in time in his mind. And it's not like he doesn't hear from these businesses. I mean, McCormick Spice went to Annapolis And then all of a sudden he started, you know, reining back this whole broad tax that he was going to, you know, push on many of the businesses because McCormick went up there. So he knows what's happening. He hears what people are saying. There's no way his spokesperson, Carter Elliott, isn't telling him what people are saying. He knows. So the only thing I can think of next is possibly this guy's doing it purposely. Maybe he wants Maryland to fail. Maybe that's part of the plan. Maybe he wants the state to be bailed out, you know, from the federal level, or he wants to have it fail so he can then blame Trump and Republicans. Yeah. What else makes sense at this point? Not much else, right? Well, when you put all the pieces together, you're talking about the economy, you're talking about the crime and violence, you're talking about juvenile crime, you're talking about the energy cost, you're talking about the fact, and Ed Hale pointed this out in the interview, I mean, he's poking at the president. That was his quote, poking at the president. Who does that? Trump is going to be there for 4 years. He's only 140 days in. You and A.G. Anthony Brown are trying to make his life a nightmare, and he's sitting there responding to you as, all right, fine. Two can play this game. Like, who do you think you're dealing with here? It's Trump. It's Trump. I mean, this isn't, you know, he's not playing any games with you. I've got William and Cardi. William, did you want to weigh in?
Yes. Doesn't Wes Moore belong to the Robin Hood Association and the Soros' son is running that operation for the old man?
The Open Society, yep.
Yeah, all right. So what is the Soros Robin Hood Foundation all about? That's what I want to know. Aren't they communists? Destroy things as they go along?
Yeah, so it's called Open Society, and yes, that's kind of what it is. I think Marilyn Mosby she belonged to it as well. She was receiving money from Soros. Yeah.
And all the Communist Party of that fact is always playing racial war and destroying businesses and everything else, and keeping a smiley face going on, and keeping the school education of people dumb and at each other, and more crime. Like you were talking about the crime. Yeah, that's all scheduled too, you know.
Yeah.
You can see it.
Yeah.
So everybody's chaos. Everybody's at one another's throat. You see it out here on the streets. I see it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, look, it makes you think that this is all on purpose.
Yeah, it's on purpose.
Yeah, yeah.
And like you said, he's a show pony. He sure does look like one, you know, from GQ and all. So
yeah, yeah. No, I'm right there with you, William. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend. I mean, at this point, I mean, because I can't continue to ask myself the other question where it's like, oh, why would he do this? Why would he do that? This is dumb. This is at this point, it's intentional. It's intentional. And I remember when he first took office, he was saying that he was choosing his, you guys remember this? He was choosing his cabinet intentionally. He kept using that word, intentionally. And so now I look back at some of the things that he said in the past, and I'm like, wait a minute. this guy might actually be evil. I don't know. Also, I just wanted to note here, because I found this out yesterday watching Fox News National, a whistleblower is claiming that the Biden administration purposely hurt white farmers. Yes, I said that, white farmers. And I bring this in because, you know, when you're thinking about Governor Wes Moore, all the time he's been spending on the Eastern Shore, he has many videos on his social media pages talking about farmers and how he's doing so much for the farmers. Many of you have called in from the Eastern Shore saying, I don't know what this guy's talking about. Well, according to this whistleblower, and again, it's a whistleblower, right? They're saying that they believe, or they're claiming, that Joe Biden and his administration purposely hurt white farmers across the country. And they were only assisting farmers of color. Take a listen.
President Trump is not quiet about his criticism of the Biden administration. In fact, he's usually quite the opposite. There is arguably, however, nothing quite as harsh as Trump's anger over Biden's DEI policies. Well, in a News Nation exclusive, senior national correspondent Brian Anton spoke to a manager at the Federal Farm Bureau who was blowing the whistle. He says a Biden-era law appears to be helping all farmers, but in reality is only helping some. and he showed us the documents to prove it.
When former President Joe Biden left Washington, D.C., he was leaving behind a DEI secret involving American farmers and $800 million in taxpayer money. And a United States Department of Agriculture whistleblower is now sounding the alarm.
It was to pay off anyone who wasn't a white male, Sloan. That was the only qualification for this loan forgiveness.
And what was the reaction?
So it was really silent. They were trying to keep this hushed because of the obvious implications of race-based loan forgiveness.
Race-based loan forgiveness. It's in black and white, buried in the American Rescue Plan Act. The United States Secretary of Agriculture shall provide a payment in an amount up to 120% of the outstanding indebtedness of each socially disadvantaged farmer or rancher. The act explicitly lays out who's considered socially disadvantaged.
So just to be clear, if you were American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian Black, African American, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander, Hispanic or Latino, and you were in that group, you were told you didn't have to pay your bills, essentially?
Yes, that's correct. And that your loan would be forgiven up to 120% of the loan value.
To me, it was just, it was combating racism with more racism. I couldn't believe that it was happening in today's age.
James Dunlap owns a small family farm in Baker City, Oregon. He works two other jobs to keep his farm afloat, but did not qualify for the loan forgiveness because he's white.
All right. Again, that was from the American Rescue Plan funds. ARPA, sound familiar? $641 million landed in Baltimore City. I just wanted to put that on your plate there. Of course, I was just a whistleblower. I'm sure we're going to find out more. We're going to take a break because I just got word here that we've got a special guest on the hotline. So we'll be right back. And I don't think you want to go anywhere.
Don't miss out on the Memorial Day sale at Rescue Natural Supplements going on right now. With prices rising across the country, Rescue is rolling back pricing to the year 2010. Plus, enjoy their fantastic buy two bottles, get one free, and buy three bottles, get two free Memorial deals. Stock up on your favorites, save big with Rescue rollback pricing, and generous free bottle offers. Whether you're in need of 1250 omega-3s, cholesterol support, probiotics, or natural pain relief, everything is on sale. To order, call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483 and speak to a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Don't miss this opportunity for huge savings in over 50 Rescue products to tackle your health goals. Remember, 2010 rollback prices and the Memorial Dales are going on now through May the 29th. So go shop res-q.com. That's res-q.com today for your Rescue Natural Supplements Memorial Day sale.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
The Rob Carson Show.
Liberals don't want to see man parts in women's locker rooms, and Dan Bongino is looking to Antifa attacking Christians in Seattle.
Don't mess with Dan.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. What a day. What a day. We were talking about the big question of the day at WCBM.com and brought up to you by Renovation Real Estate. Of course, that question is, would you consider switching parties if you were not a Democrat to vote for Ed Hale in the primary? Then we were talking about Ed Hale in the interview he did with Rebecca Pryor. So far, 64% of you say yes, you would, in fact. You would, in fact, switch parties to vote for Ed Hale in the primary. And then I'm sitting here. Brian, the producer, is like, Kim, you got somebody on the hotline. Super excited. Ed Hale, hello to you.
I wouldn't be too excited, Kim.
I wouldn't be too excited. I shouldn't be excited? Oh, man. Did you hear about the poll that we were doing today?
Yeah, I got a call from some of my friends who are all listening, and they thought it was pretty interesting that I know about it, and I didn't. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm curious what's happening, because things are really changing, you know, since I've gotten in this a few weeks ago.
Nice. So when you say changing, and maybe you can or cannot answer this, are you doing any internal polling?
Yeah, we did, and I'm getting ready to go meet some people right now that are going to interpret it for me.
Oh, wow.
But, some of the polling is that, you know, obviously, yeah, he's got great name recognition and all that sort of thing. But based on what's happened in the last couple of weeks, he's starting to slip a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think slippers being polite.
Right. Well, again, if you're just joining us, they're speaking to Ed Hale. I appreciate you calling in. Ed, you know, we did this poll because on Facebook, this is a comment that I see often from Republicans and independents saying that they are willing to become Democrats so they can vote for you in the primary. Have you been hearing the same thing?
Yes, and as a matter of fact, we've investigated the methodology that you would use to make a change. And a lot of people, especially business people, are Republicans. They said, we will hold our nose and change to a Democrat so we could vote for you.
Yeah.
So we have a method. We tried it, and it takes like 2 minutes. That's it. You can do it online.
Right. Right. Well, just so you know, so far, Ed, 64% today said yes, and 10% are still unsure. So you only have 26% at no. But you know what? Hearing from you today and hopefully hearing from you as far as this internal polling, I think you can really sway some voters. Let me ask you this, Ed. I know you were on with the guys at the Morning Drive, and we appreciate you being on. You know, as you said, some of these things are changing. We're watching Governor Wes Moore changing a lot of what he's been saying on social media, making it seem that everything is so positive here. You see the Democrat Governors Association running ads for him. Do you think that he is nervous? And do you think it's mostly because of the economy, or do you think it's, and again, you have the internal polling, are there other reasons?
The big reason I hear is he is not a genuine person. He is running for president. Everybody knows that they're not telling the truth about it. And I categorized it yesterday in particular. I just interviewed somebody. It's like somebody's peeing on your leg and telling you that it's raining.
Yeah.
You know, we all know, we all hear this, we all see this, and we think that he's running for president, and he's got one leg in, one leg out of the state. And I believe that. I say that all the time. And if he ever wanted to debate that with me, I'd be happy to.
Well, that was my...
I'd like to see him, you know, deny this, you know.
Yeah. Well, that was my next question is, do you think that he'll actually debate you? Because I don't think he could win that debate, but do you think it might be there?
I'm willing to do it. I'm unafraid to do it.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like, you know, I'm, you know, they're what they were saying about me before, because I heard some people internally in his campaign were just saying, hey, who's this old white dude over in Baltimore? He can't win, and now they're not. Now they got the Democrat National Committee or Governor's Committee, putting money in. Hey, they're starting to look over their shoulder a little bit and listening to the footsteps. Are getting a little bit closer.
Yeah,
they thought they were going to get a free ride, and they're not.
No, not at all. And I will say that it's looking good for you. Of course, I don't want to jinx anything, you know, but I will say that I'm hearing from a lot of Republicans that they're willing to vote for you in the primary. And hopefully you'll look at this internal polling and you'll come back on the show with us. Does that sound like something that could happen?
Sure. Be glad to.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Thank you. And thank you for running. We appreciate you. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. And look at that. We had Ed Hale call into the hotline. I thank his friends for letting him know that we were talking about this. Of course, we'll continue this conversation tomorrow. Brian, the producer, thank you for a great show. As always, I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Tim Munson here for AES Builder and Home Improvements. It's been an honor serving our radio listeners for over 35 years. At AES.